This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Ken Murphy, Chief Operating Officer for Impact Power Technologies. Ken, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem at all.
So, Ken, for those that may not be familiar with Impact Power Technologies, tell us a little bit about IPT.
Impact Power Technologies, we started this company about 4 years ago. And I contacted a partner of mine. His name's Kurt Quinter, and he's a battery expert. And when I discussed with Kurt what he was working on, he told me that he was working on exotic battery products. And after talking to him for a while, I realized what he had and what he had developed was something that we had to bring to the market. And primarily the first vertical that Impact Power Technologies got involved with was supplying two-way radio batteries. We make batteries now for most, if not all, of the Harris, E.F. Johnson, Motorola, Tate radios. And what Kurt was able to accomplish is a product that'll run the radios for anywhere between 20 and 45 hours, depending on the radio type, the model, the size of the battery. And another aspect of our batteries is that not only will they run the radios for that extended period of time, but also the recharge cycles are 3-4 times what the OE batteries are. And so if you have an OE battery that might get you through a year, I mean, we guarantee 900 cycles right now, and all our case studies are up over 1,200. But we guarantee that the radio battery can be recharged 900 times, and that's before it gets below 80% capacity. I mean, even after the 900 cycles that we guarantee, our batteries are still going to run 2-3 times longer than the OE batteries. I mean, we've had product out there now for 3.5, maybe even almost 4 years. That the batteries are still deployed. They're still getting in the excess of 30 hours worth of runtime. And so, we're very, very confident and, excited that we have a product like this. I mean, it's a simple solution to an ongoing problem that has been around since radios were first invented.
That's the truth. And just to clarify, you all are using lithium polymer technology for this?
Yes, it is lithium polymer.
Okay, all right. And how does that runtime, the 20 hours plus, how does that compare to traditional OEM batteries?
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example. I mean, Motorola just came out with a new Apex. It's been out there for about maybe 2 years. And the ongoing problem is the battery life. So Motorola makes a great radio. Harris makes a great radio. But neither of those companies are in the battery business. And so the typical Motorola battery might last maybe 6 to 8 hours. And in that battery, I mean, it's a lot smaller, and so we didn't have as much real estate, but we still give in excess of 20 hours worth of runtime. And never mind the fact that the battery can be recharged 3 or 4 times as many. Now, with one of our accounts, Miami Beach, they have an XTS 3000 radio. Our battery is will run that radio about 45 hours. We have a little bit more room. The battery compartment is a little bit bigger, and so we're able to get more capacity into that battery.
Okay. All right. Now, tell us a little bit about your recent announcement with Marietta in California.
Yeah, we met Marietta 2 years ago out at the Crops West show, and we gave them some samples. And they put it through the ringer. They deployed them. They tested them. And which resulted in a very good size order from them. And they're extremely happy. And the batteries that they purchased from us are for Harris radios. And what Marietta did is they revamped their entire infrastructure. And, while doing that, they took a look at the radios and purchased our batteries. A couple of things that Marietta wanted. Obviously, we were competitive on price. Another thing that they wanted us to do is custom label their batteries so that, they now they have the best batteries in the world. and they're afraid people are going to try to steal them. And so we did a custom label for them so that they can identify their batteries. I mean, we've had even more extremes with some sheriff departments here in Massachusetts where they requested us to make the batteries in fluorescent green for the same reason. You know, they wanted to be sure that they could identify their batteries so that no one would take them from them.
And what kind of delivery requirements did you have?
Well, they wanted they had a pretty good quantity. I think like 200 or 300 batteries to start with chargers. And so, you know, one of the things that they've been having a problem, and it's pretty much it's widespread, is the OEs are having a difficult time just delivering product. And so, you know, we were able to turn, you know, the batteries out. You know, we keep a pretty good inventory down at our warehouse down in Stuart, Florida. They gave us an order on a Monday. We were able to ship that afternoon.
Wow, that's terrific. So tell me, are you all getting traction with others in the area?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, Marietta turned us on to a number of different departments. I mean, we are presently shipping and product to Costa Mesa. The San Diego Port Authority has purchased product from us, and they're extremely satisfied. And recently, we started getting our first orders out of Riverside County.
All right, all right. Well, and, you know, hey, if you're Marietta, you know, if all those people also have impact, then there's less likely that any of them's going to try to steal any batteries from you, right? So, so tell me, though, in the battery world, it seems like the OEMs' batteries are typically the ones people look for replacement as well. I guess if I'm, how do you think some of these public safety agencies should look at the replacement battery situation, and how should they? What are some of the things that they should include in the RFP so that they can even consider impact?
Well, in the battery business, and you know, we you know, Kurt and I have been in the battery business for, well, Kurt's been in the battery business for over 25, 30 years. I've been probably about 20 years. You know, a lot of the device manufacturers look at the radio, and then an afterthought is now they have to power it. And you know, a lot of the design is based on planned obsolescence. You know, they want the batteries, you know, to have a certain life, but they also want you to come back and buy more. And so what we're finding with a lot of the different departments that we do business with, they test our product. And no one believes us when we tell them, like, you know, with Miami Beach or Marietta, we have a battery that's going to last, you know, it's going to run 30 hours. And so what we've done here is invested hundreds of thousands of dollars of just handing out samples. The proof is in the pudding. And so once they see and they experience, you know, one shift, two shift, three shifts without having to charge the battery, then they can convince the procurement people to, you know, just put out a spec for the battery that requires it to be, number one, lithium polymer, number two, to have excess of 20, 25 hours worth of runtime. One other aspect of our product, too, is that it's half the weight of these, you know, typical OE batteries. And so sometimes they'll, you know, say, you know, they'll put a weight requirement in. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we're supplying the officers with a much safer, cost-effective product that will save significant money. And it's difficult sometimes for us to get that message across. A lot of times we have to go and sit with the procurement people to demonstrate to them, you know, with white papers, with backup, that not only are they going to save a little bit of money in the front end, but they can experience the savings after they skip one, two, three procurement cycles as well.
Okay. And, I mean, but how much money are we really talking about here? Do you have any examples of somebody really saving a lot and being able to do something else with it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'll give you an example. I mean, up until the city of Boston was buying batteries from Motorola. They were paying over $110 for these for the batteries. And I'm not going to say they're paying half that, but they're paying probably 35% less using our batteries on the front end. And the money that they're saving on the back end is pretty significant. I mean, Impact Power Technologies has a much lower overhead than, you know, the big players.
Okay.
And also, we own, you know, the molds. We own the electronics. We own the cells. I mean, our product we've developed, I mean, our polymer is different than everybody else's polymer. We have different ingredients in our polymer that extends the runtime even beyond a typical polymer battery. We have a battery management system that maximizes that really cool chemistry. And so, you know, what the battery management system is, it's a circuit board that regulates the amount of power that goes in and the amount of power that goes out. And we have it at such an equilibrium right now that it extends the life of the battery, both in runtime and in cycle life.
Okay. Well, so, and does this have any environmental benefits?
Well, the thing is that, you know, a byproduct of our something that we didn't even, you know, consider at the beginning is that this battery is a heck of a lot greener than all the other batteries that are out there because it visits the landfill less frequently. I mean, if you have three procurement cycles for a department, say the size of Marietta, you know, they have, you know, say 400 officers. Every year, they throw 400 batteries into a landfill. If you have, you know, 3 years with our product, there's 1,200 batteries that are not visiting landfill. Now, another thing, too, what Impact Power Technology does is we accept the batteries back. We're a certified battery recycling facility. And so we'll take the batteries back and dispose of them, you know, in a proper manner.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, very cool. Well, Ken, this sounds like you guys have things going great guns, and just want to say congratulations and good luck going forward.
Great. Thank you so very much.